I don't always agree with the critics, but sometimes a 23% score on Rotten Tomatoes is a pretty good indicator that the movie's gonna suck.
Look how they massacred my boy.
We all know how much Hollywood loves a good reboot. The 2024 reboot of The Crow was another attempt by Hollyweird to milk an old cult classic franchise of any potential profits.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
That strategy didn't work out too well this time around. This movie was a bomb at the box office, only earning $23.9 million, instantly putting it in the top 10 lowest grossing comic book movies of all time. The director of the original Crow that came out in 1994, Alex Proyas, has been a very vocal opponent of this modern take of the character, calling it a cynical cash grab.
He's out of line, but he's right.
He also said that he was rejoicing over its poor box office performance. What went wrong? Bill Skarsgård was honestly a great choice to lead this film. A very skilled actor with siblings and a father in the industry, best known for his reimagining of Pennywise the Clown and yet another reboot in 2017's It. So it certainly wasn't the star of the film, or was it? Here are some of my issues with the film.
And here we go.
One of the things that made the first film work so well was the absence of any other magic or people with powers, let's just say. There was always this shock and horror when the crow popped up in the original film and the henchmen found out that he was unkillable. In this movie, the main villain is played by Danny Houston, who is no stranger to playing villains in movies and television. Establishing the villain as a supernatural powered individual in the first 5 minutes of the movie instantly makes the crow less special. Another problem. Modern day movies always seem to feel the need to explain everything. The backstory and the meaning behind why everything happens. Sometimes a little bit of mystery goes a long way. We don't need to know where Eric Draven goes when he dies or who he talks to. All these details can sometimes take away from the intrigue of the movie. Just like in Prometheus or in the Star Wars prequels.
What are midichlorians?
The coolest thing about Brandon Lee's Crow was the aura that he exuded and the witty one-liners. He was instantly a bad dude when he reemerged as the Crow. Bill Skarsgård's Crow didn't really exude anything other than being a Post Malone wannabe. Once again, not entirely his fault. This was a creative decision made by perhaps the studio or the director. The closest thing that we got to a witty one-liner from Bill Skarsgård's Crow was that one moment in the film where he puts a lit cigarette to a corpse's mouth and says, "Hold this." When Skarsgård's Crow comes back from the dead, he just seems like a regular dude. A whiny regular dude that uses a tattoo artist as his guy in the chair.
I'm looking at porn.
The love story is certainly more fleshed out in this film before they inevitably get killed. Much more fleshed out than the original Crow film. But once again, giving me more details didn't really make me care more when his girlfriend was murdered. Honestly, it had the opposite effect. Giving me their whole backstory showed me that they hadn't been together for a while. And their relationship was really just a glorified fling. The first film only gave us a few seconds of a flashback so that we could easily paint a picture in our head of what we thought they might could be. It was also really stupid how easy it was for the two of them to escape that really weird institution or prison or whatever it was they were in where you had to wear pink and blue shirts. Definitely a very 2024 decision. The violence and action at the end of the film was the only cool thing contained within this near 2 hour sludge of a movie. A lot of the critics had complaints about the pacing, and those complaints were very warranted. This is one film that I'm personally glad that I didn't waste time, money, and effort on at the theaters. The best I can do for this movie, on a scale from 0 to 10, is a 1.5.
That's the best I could do.
What did you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching. Check us out on our other socials. And until next time, have a good one.